You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's Tuesday, so it's time to speak to Ian Cruickshanks, who's the Chief Economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. We missed each other last week, Ian. I think, never mind last week, what about today? GDP numbers came out. And as you predicted for so long now, not particularly good.
Not particularly good. Lindsay, they're terrible. I think what we have to face is the fact that we are perilously close to a recession. Okay, we haven't officially had two consecutive quarters of negative performance, but it's going that way. It looks like it's going that way. I hope it doesn't. But if I look at the factors which are adding up to this, major sectors in the economy, like manufacturing, mining, agriculture, the bedrock of the economy, all going down at a considerable rate. And if you look at the shorter term high frequency data that comes out, the monthly data, you know, declining business confidence, declining consumer confidence. Why have we got such low inflation? Because there's no demand, and prices cannot be pushed. They can't be forced up in any way. And I think what this is saying, this is a warning. Oh, and the Reserve Bank's
leading indicator.
Leading indicator coming out very negative for 6 to 9 months ahead. I'm really worried about the outlook for South Africa. And I want to know, I say, we're short of capital. Where are Mr. Ramaphosa's 300 billion odd, whatever it was, promises of foreign capital coming in? We don't see it in activity. We don't see it in the banking sector. And I'm concerned that there may be promises, but I'm not sure they're going to be fulfilled too soon. All of this leads to an outlook where I think one has to be very wary of any new investment in the JSE or in any area at all. It would be the capital market, venture capital market. They all may have time on their side before we have to look for bargains.
Let's have a look at this story now, statistically, the GDP story. That is, and that's gross domestic product, it says here. And this is from a major investment bank based in Johannesburg. It says the following. Following a boost to economic growth in the second quarter of this year of 3.2% on a quarter-on-quarter seasonally adjusted annualized basis, supported largely by statistical base effects and the restoration of relatively stable electricity supply, the third quarter of 2019's GDP outcome decelerated to a muted minus 0.6%. I like the way they're saying muted. It's not muted at all. It's certainly much worse than muted. And it goes on to say, this outcome is reflective of the weak demand environment. Consumer balance sheets remain constrained while unemployment has climbed to its highest level in over a decade and is hovering above 29%. Accordingly, confidence levels remain depressed. And you don't have to go on. We're going into recession again.
Well, you know, I don't know what else there is to say. We should be relieved. We haven't had too many electricity blackouts. But relieved because there haven't been blackouts. You know, this is the sort of straw we're hanging on to at the moment. And I think we're saying the norm is relatively poor performance. We have to get used to it. And as I said, from an investment point of view, it's very worrying indeed. And I can't see foreign portfolio flows doing anything else but accelerate on the outflowing side, which is what we have seen. And this is quite worrying. Certainly from a performance point of view, it's going to be extremely difficult to outperform inflation in the next few quarters.
Let's have a look at some more numbers now, because we have to tell the truth here. It says here, a disaggregation of the headline reading indicates that the primary sector of the economy declined by 5.5% quarter on quarter. Mining and quarrying industry activity fell by 6.1% quarter on quarter. Agriculture, including forestry and fishing, continued to slide, albeit at a lower pace of minus 3.6%. The secondary sector of the economy fell by 3.8%. The tertiary sector reveals that transport decelerated, falling by 5.4% quarter on quarter. These numbers are really quite disturbing.
Disturbing, yes. As I said, my reaction was terrible, really, very much so. And I can't see any reason to say, look, here's a couple of positive factors that we can lean on in the short term. No, I don't think so. We have to batten down the hatches and prepare for what may be a lengthier time than we're used to of the downswing in the current cycle.
a reduction in ongoing policy uncertainty, hampering sentiment, coupled with the hastened execution of key reforms laid out in the Treasury's Economic Transformation, Inclusive Growth and Competitiveness Plan, is essential to drive investment, this article says, in turn supporting a lift in GDP growth and subsequently job creation. That last thing was obviously, I don't know why they put that in there, because it's a fantasy.
You know, they may have the right people in the right jobs. But the thing is, it's the situation that they're in, the environment. It is not an investment-friendly environment. It is not an environment attractive to capital, either domestic or foreign, in the development of it. If I was a manufacturer or a miner, I wouldn't be putting in extra plant and equipment to increase my productive output. I'd be just laying off whatever I could to cut my costs back, either from a people point of view or from an equipment point of view. And this is what we're going to have to get used to in the upcoming half year or so.
Yes. Okay. It's a depressing a situation, but maybe it takes a little while for new policies to come to fruition. But it's been a couple of years now, hasn't it? It's been a couple of years since the Ramaphosa.
Yes.
I keep on thinking it was just last year, but it's actually been 2 years now.
Yes, yes. And doesn't that just emphasize the hole that we've dug for ourselves and how far we've fallen down and what a battle it's going to be to climb out of this? Of course it's possible, but it's going, as you're mentioning now, it's going to need a lot of time. You know, I've been to a couple of corporate presentations recently.
Yes.
And they will say, yes, if confidence improves, if we see a pickup in consumer demand, if we see a pickup in new fixed investment, all these big ifs, but there's no reason for that to happen, no foreseeable reason, just now. And this is, and a lot of the companies, which are quite go-go and in their attitudes, are saying, look, the best that we can do at the moment is to buy back our own shares, because they're not highly priced. We've got excess capital. And that, to me, you say, hey, that's not why we invest on the JSE.
No, it's not. Anything else you're seeing? Is there any cheerful news, or is it just more of the same since we last spoke, Ian?
It's pretty much more of the same. I think we've also got to keep an eye on the world environment. I see the WTO, the World Trade Organization, have a World Trade Barometer. And the latest data came out yesterday reflects heightened trade tensions and synchronized global slowdown. And then you get comments like, this is not inspiring confidence in a meaningful recovery anytime soon. That was from our Bureau for Economic Research after the WTO's warning. So, you know, yes, it's a global slowdown, and the what can be done about it? Efficiency in everything, utilization of capital, utilization of labor, utilization of plant, machinery, and so on. It's got to be a slimming down process in every area of corporate activity. That's going to be tough for a while, and I think, I'm sorry to say, I think we're going to see the unemployment rate climb to a little higher, to new, fresh, new highs. It's almost unavoidable for the time being.
Yes, it is, and on that sad note, we'll leave it. Thank you so much for your time, Ian. Ian Cruickshanks is the Chief Economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.